live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good morning. Here we are in this beautiful morning.
What a crowd.
Good crowd today, right?
Lovely Tuesday here in Jackson.
Tuesday. Well, Greg, your favorite group, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, 1965.
Did you hear that? I know you were all over that. We played that just for you, Rick.
That's right. This morning we're listening to Greg playing Gary Lewis and the Playboys, I'll tell you. Back in the day, 1965.
Hey, today, by the way, this is Good Morning Greater Jackson.
Today?
970 WKHM 101.5 FM. Home Builders Association of Jackson. We've got the Jackson YMCA here. Heritage Place at Lakeside. Orthopedic Rehab. The new president, chief executive officer, Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner, is here today. Rick, you kick us off.
Can we kick us off today? Okay, we're going to start out with the home builders. And, right there, and I was saying, I could figure out who it was. You can follow the cord here. So we had Home Builders Association of Jackson here today, and we got Corey Vincent with us. And I'm assuming you're the president of the Home Builders?
No, I'm just on the committee for the home show and help promote the home show.
Oh, okay. Well, the big home show is coming up right now.
Yeah, March 24th, 25th, and 26th, the 41st annual home show.
It's the 41st annual home show.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty great. That's pretty great. You got a lot of homes this year? A lot of homes you guys are out there?
It appears that a lot of projects are going to be starting this spring, and we're excited to offer, show our products and services that we can offer local businesses that serve the county and the area. With spring around the corner, you can line up your projects and get set for the year on what you want to do to improve your home.
Well, yeah, you always come out to the home show. You've got so many different vendors out there showing everything from landscaping to roofing to whatever else.
Yes. Yeah, there's several landscapers there, and that seems to be a hot project for people to spruce up their lawn and lawn and garden equipment, roofing, siding, windows, anything that you want to do to tune your home up. You can find the local contractors there that can help you with those projects.
And you talk about garden exposition. That's part of your name. So you're going to have a lot of things for gardening. Is that part of the show this year too?
Well, it's actually called the Home and Lifestyle Show. The landscape displays and Summit Garden Center's there. So there's the gardening type products and services there as well.
And the show, where's the show at this year?
It's at the Jackson Fairgrounds at the Fair Event Center.
Okay, that's great. But then you've got the Parade of Homes coming up. That's what gets kind of exciting, in August.
That's in August, yes.
Right. Now, how many homes do you think you'll have this year in that, the Parade of Homes?
They're just kicking that off, and we're talking to prospects. We have a few people that seem to be interested in promoting their houses in the Parade of Homes, so we're hoping to get that back on track. There's been a little bit of a lull in housing builds and interest in promoting the houses, and the Parade is definitely projects that people like to go out and see, those projects that the builders have put together and get ideas for their own houses. So we hope to have that back on the ground and going for the community. It's been we've missed it the last couple of years due to lack of projects, so hoping to have that back this year.
Yeah, I hope you can. That was always fun to see the Parade of Homes. And was it always new homes, or do you ever do like rehabs, things like that?
We offer it for new and remodeled homes, so to give you a variety, give you an idea of what you can do to your existing house or what you'd want to do for your new house.
So the Home Builders Association, you guys have been around a lot of years, and what's the purpose of the Home Builders Association?
The purpose of the Home Builders Association is to promote local contractors in the community. It's from an educational side that your local builders are educated in the current codes. We offer a legislative viewpoint in Lansing with you're not only a member of the Home Builders Association locally, you're a member at the state, and you're a member at the national level. And the legislative efforts that we get, I feel we get as a associate member, is more than worth the membership, so that the codes that are enforced and enacted upon the builders and the suppliers that do various projects for your home, as far as insulation levels, you know, codes in relationship to electrical, plumbing, sprinkler systems. You know, there's been some crazy codes that have been dreamed up that they fought for to keep out of the houses, and that's been a that's to me is one of the major benefits of our money going to keep it everything in line for your house to be built at an economical level and a safe level, to find that balance.
Is Lawrence Swanson still part of the Home Builders Association?
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
I think he was a founding member.
He's what? He's a founding member?
We
what was that, like 1898 or something like that?
1955 would have been the founding date, but that's not when I started.
Well, that's what they say around the table. I've heard that before. But yeah, Lawrence Swanson is the executive officer, and he's really up on the legislative side, and we're trying to promote the association and keep the keep your dollars local and support the local businesses that will be at the home show and the local businesses that offer these products and services year-round.
Right. Corey, anything new this year at the home show? I know you got stuff for the kids, right?
Well, we've got we have a butterfly exhibit on Saturday. We've got the wood carver. We have
we have some kits to put together.
Kits for the kids. Yeah, and we have some painting demonstrations for rehabbing old furniture and things like that. So we're trying a couple different varieties.
What about tickets, Corey?
On the website, tickets, buy one, get one free coupon. You can print that off. For the people here today, we have some free admission tickets. If you'd like one, see us before you leave.
There you go.
And we have free admission for veterans on Friday.
Great. That's great. Terrific.
You going all weekend then?
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. Okay. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it. Corey Vincent.
Corey Vincent.
Lauren Swanson with the Home Expo coming up at the fairgrounds.
That's right. It'll be great. Next up, we've got the Y, but I don't see anybody here from the Y today. Shauna Trumbull is supposed to be here, so she's not here, so I guess we'll have to skip that or go way down the line.
We get the heavy hitters out today. Rick Wilson.
Oh, we got Rick Wilson here today. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Don't ask me too many difficult questions.
I know that.
I usually don't leave the Y without Shauna. So.
Well, where are you coming up with that $6 million?
Well, you're looking at him. He's standing up there with you.
Yeah.
No, we're still, as you know, we're in the process of putting together a capital campaign. And we have been for the last couple of years. We've gone through our market research study. We've gone through feasibility studies. Talked to several community members through the feasibility study, trying to get a good grip on what we believe we can raise through the community. Through that feasibility study, we found that we could probably raise somewhere between $6 and $8 million for a project that would cost approximately $16 to $18 million to duplicate everything that we have now. As you know, RY has a lot to offer a lot of different people.
I didn't take geometry, but that leaves you, what, about $10 million short?
Yeah, that leaves us about $10
million. Is that geometry?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Physics, I don't know.
That's my geometry, too. So.
Well, that's
that's why I didn't take geometry.
So, we're working on some other areas with the city. We did go to the county, asked to potentially be put on a ballot in May for a millage request. They didn't think the timing was quite right for that. We're still working with them, but it's by far not dead in the water. I mean, we are still full speed ahead of this.
You could go back there because they do have two millage requests coming up. That did seem like it would be bad timing, I'm sure, from their perspective.
Yeah, and it is all about timing, and I think one's a renewal and one is a new millage, and since then, you know, we have talked with the city. The city wants to be very involved in it, being that it is here in the city. We've thought about locations for the Y, which either on the east end of our lot that we own, or right across the street in the Washington Street parking lot there, right across the street from the Y. We do have some people that may be interested in naming rights. We know the naming rights we could probably get more for if we go on Washington Street than back on Wesley Street. We have a lot of donors that are very interested. We are close to raising $3 million already, and that's with several more people to talk with. It's a long process, and we knew this going into it. And it's going to take our entire community to do it. The truth is, and Rick knows this, he's very involved in it, our Y is 62 years old, or close to 62 years old. It doesn't get the normal use of a 62-year-old building when you're pulling 1,000 people a day through there.
Right.
You know, your plumbing, all your mechanicals, all your equipment. But most importantly, you know, we got to do this for the kids of our community. There's not many people in our community that are not affected by the YMCA one way or another. We know last year, and this didn't seem to be communicated very well at the county commission, we know that we pulled in 18,000 different individuals, not rescans, not me coming 10 times, not Rick coming 15 times, 18,000 different people. I don't know an organization in this community that hasn't reached out to the Y over the last 5 years since I've been there. It's not just about the Y, its members. You know, it's more about the kids and the organizations that use the Y, that need the Y. And that's why, you know, we really need to make this happen. We can't afford to lose our Y in our community, and especially in a downtown area.
Now, Rick, the building's not falling down, but isn't it about throwing good money at bad problems there?
Yes, it is. And the building is functional. However, like you just said, there's always the mechanical situation, the structural situation, just a host of things that come with a building that age that gets that type of use. We know that to duplicate what we have, and you've been in our buildings, you know what we have. We're a Y with racquetball courts, squash courts, tracks, two gymnasiums, a very large fitness center, aerobic rooms, and we still don't have enough space for the people that we have there. We have 3,400 units. So a unit is one, which equals out to close to 7,000 members when you add in their family members. And again, that doesn't include the organizations and things that come through. We can continue to operate, but as the membership ages and the younger people come into the Y, you know, they're seeing an old building, a building that needs to be replaced. And our donors have told us that, you know, they don't want to remodel. They don't want to put their money into another remodel of the YMCA. They would rather see something nice for our community. And more than anything, our community deserves it. They deserve a Y that is going to be there for another 50, 60 years. You know, the Y didn't come 60 years ago. It came 125 years ago. So the people that were there before myself and before John Throne and before Dick Hatt, you know, they had a vision 125 years ago to make this happen. And I think that's one thing that we got to keep communicating to our community is the Y's been here. Who else has been here 125 years as a nonprofit? It's helped as many kids and as many, you know, people with Parkinson's and breast cancer and diabetes. And I can go on and on, you know, the programs that we do. People just sometimes look at it's just a membership. It's just a gym for a bunch of guys and girls that work out. And it's so much more than that.
So what are you asking the community to keep an open mind?
Yeah, we really need to. If we want to make this work, it may come down to the community deciding on whether we can make it work. The Y's not going anywhere. you know, we'll continue operating as well as we can out of what we have. Great staff, you know, great membership, and you know, we're not going to lose our wire. We're going to make sure it stays.
So what's coming up this spring, Rick?
Well, we have a, you know, we're already registering for spring and summer camp. You know, I mentioned the summit location has really been very successful out there. Our goal was 110 members out there to sign up, and we're at 100 and I think about 180 members now. What's really fun to watch is the people who joined out of Summit, and now they come downtown. People from downtown go out to Summit. It's just another choice. But we, you know, we got a lot of registration going on, a lot of summer camps, you know, swim lessons, you name it. I mean, we got it.
It's amazing how many kids go through the Y.
It sure is. And, you know, that's something else that's very critical. Our Y cannot get the proper licensing to run certain children's programs. No fault of the Y, but no fault of, because when the building was built, it was built the way it was. It cannot pass code and many of our areas to offer the programs that we would like to offer for kids. But yeah, you have thousands of kids running through our Y each and every year.
And for aquatic, that we're down to the Y, right?
There is no place to swim in this town or to learn how to swim during the wintertime. There is no place to take aquatic classes. There's no place to go swim laps. There's no place to go into a therapeutic pool unless you're going through rehab or something like that. There's no other aquatic center in this town. And another fear of mine is, you know, again, that pool is 62 years old. It's as old as the building. And, you know, knock on wood, you know, it's working well. But that is probably program-wise the most difficult area of our facility, is programming the pool and offering, trying to fit everybody in that needs that pool. There's so many people that use it for therapy now, and aquatics classes and water walking, things that you never heard of before. But it's still just six lanes.
Is there a next step to the campaign or?
Yeah, we are, like I said, we're in talks with the city right now, and we're going back to our donors. I don't want to mention anybody, but, you know, we're hoping to meet with Wright Lassiter, the new CEO with the Henry Ford Systems. I've been in contact with him, hoping to sit down with, you know, with the big people in town, you know, the Consumers Energies, and I know they're all on board for it. They all know that we need the why, but now it's time to make it happen. We got to make this happen over the next 5 or 6 years.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay, appreciate thank you very much.
Appreciate Rick Wilson from the Jackson YMCA.
All right. Next up, we got the Heritage Place at Lakeside. Greg and I looked at each other and said, what's a Heritage Place at Lakeside? And we have Heather Straub with us today. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you. So you're, and I read down here in the notes, you're an apartment. Is that right?
Yes, an apartment complex, senior complex.
Oh, it's a senior complex.
Yes, Heritage
Place. There you go.
Well, we wouldn't know anything about
there
that, Greg and I. We're way too young. We're still in our 40s.
Right, exactly. 55.
What are you laughing about there, MIS guy? so it's a senior apartment. Where's it located?
We are we're right off Detman Road, directly behind the East Michigan Kroger and the old Kmart.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have Arbors at Lakeside and Heritage Place there, two different complexes.
Okay. So you're a seniors center. That's, what kind of services do you offer?
Well, we actually are, we're not assisted, so we're just independent living. A lot of them have live-in aides or caretakers or aides that come in, you know, for different shifts. We're completely, we do offer a lot of community events, though, different parties, arts and crafts, games, things like that. So we're pretty interactive with all of them, a lot of community spaces, but we are completely independent.
Are you brand new? Is it a brand new operation?
No, actually, we were built in 2002, so I took over about a year ago the sites, so I'm newer. Well, I was the assistant, but I took over the sites about a year ago. So.
Okay. So you're an assisted living facility. It seems to be a number of assisted living facilities around. Is there anything special that you guys have got going there?
Well, we're actually not assisted. We're independent.
Oh,
so,
you're independent?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Different agencies do come in and provide those services for individuals, but yeah, we're actually completely independent.
So when somebody moves in there, then what are they moving into exactly? What are they getting?
Well, we have 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. We're a 3-story with elevator laundry on each floor, which is convenient for the seniors. And all utilities are included with our apartments. So we're actually a low-income housing tax credit community. So so you probably wouldn't qualify. Sorry.
I'll tell the jokes, okay?
Okay.
You know, understand your role here, all right?
All right.
Okay, we can cut you off at any time.
Right. I'm all right with that.
So if I was like Greg or something like that,
sure.
I wanted to move into this independent center, why would I want to move in out there with your center? Why would I want to move in?
Well, luckily, the company that we are owned and managed by, Interstate Realty Management, we are the largest low-income housing in the nation. So we have great budget. We're able to renovate and the upkeep. We kind of pride ourselves on being one of, if not the cleanest complex or community in the Jackson County. So, you know, we don't have riffraff or any issues.
Can't go there, Greg. Is that on your application?
Riffraff.
That's the
exactly.
First riffraff sighting we've had on
that's
this
right.
Show.
Well, Wilson, you're out too.
Well, we haven't had any Bond shootings radio. Or anything like that, I guess. So,
that's
a plus.
That's a plus. That's big.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Someday when I'm out that way, I'll drive back there and look at the facility.
Yeah. A lot of people, I think, don't realize that we are back there because we're kind of hidden off the road.
Okay. Well, you have a pool?
We don't.
Okay.
Which I'm glad. I don't think I'd want to be pool monitor.
Okay, I think we're losing control right now. I saw Shauna just showed up. Why? Finally, okay. You got here late, Shauna. So Heather, are you a Jackson girl?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Did you grow up here? How'd you happen?
I went to Northwest the majority of my life, but I graduated from Vandercook Lake.
Oh, because is that when Jeff came? Is that when you left at Northwest?
No, he's doing great things though. He
yes,
is.
He is. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I was out there this week, so.
Okay, so is there anything else we should really know about your facility?
I think you covered everything.
Okay. Yes, we have. Anybody else? You have a question? No questions either? I would ask the audience today. It's kind of like audience participation. All right, so Greg.
Yep. We're going to take a break.
I thought so.
We have our news break coming up here. At the top of the hour, and we'll be back. There's actually more of this on 970 and 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Part 2 of Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're at Bellinote.
And we're out of control here.
By the way.
We got everybody talking like crazy this morning. And they're quieting down. So what's up on the agenda now, Greg?
Karen Klaus here from Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Hey, Karen.
Hello.
What's happening at Orthopedic Rehab?
What isn't happening? it's March, National Athletic Training Month.
It's still February.
Well, technically we're coming into March.
Tomorrow.
Like tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So anyway. That's coming up in March.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about our involvement in the community, specifically with our athletic training. For a lot of people, may or may not know that we have 15 schools in mid-Michigan that we're serving now. We employ the athletic trainers and work with the local schools to make sure that there's injury prevention coverage and people on the sidelines and all sorts of good stuff.
What about your field house?
Well, we have some other things going on, too. Whoops. we actually have an event coming up on Sunday. About a year ago, we took over the former Rando Activity Center, which is about 16,000 square feet of recreational space. Can also be used for events and whatnot, but we do have the indoor batting cages and court rentals, bubble soccer, you name it. We have all sorts of different events going on, but specifically this weekend we're going to partner with Jackson Radio, and we're doing our first Kids Field Day. So we're very, very excited to provide this for something for the kids to do, and they'll come in and do old school sack races and three-point basketball competitions, and the winners from each age group will battle it out with the bubble soccer, and not everyone will get a trophy.
What's the matter with you?
So is that open to anybody, Karen? How's that working?
They actually have to register through the radio station, through K105's website. So it's for third and fourth graders and fifth and sixth graders. So 200 kids in total will be at the event center that day. And it'll be from 11 a.m. to, well, registration will be 11:30, and then they'll finish up about 4:30.
So a new event for you guys?
New event, yes. We're really excited. What makes orthopedic rehab so great, I think, is partnering with so many different community events and businesses and being involved to make Jackson a better place. With the high school affiliation, Shauna from the YMCA and I were just talking about our partnerships that we do together. We have the 5K, 10K run walk coming up in April, April 22nd. It's actually Earth Day. Jenny Webster Lapp comes out and brings the kids for the Girl Quest, Boy Quest. So all in all, we have around 600 people from the community come out for this specific event. This year we're going to start it at Cascades, and the 10K is actually going to go through the park and then connect to Ella Sharp and back again. And all of the proceeds this year are going to go toward repairing the bridge at Cascades, because we want to put money back into our community for the safety, for the people that are walking and running, utilizing the park. Our contributions and time spent in Jackson is really, really important. And not even just Jackson. We cover Jonesville, Hillsdale, Holt, Eaton Rapids, Northwest, you name it. We're everywhere now. So it's a good feeling to be able to, provide services to the community, but also give back.
How important is the program with the high schools, being in all the area high schools?
Well, it's extremely important. A lot of times the high schools, don't necessarily have the budget to be able to afford these trainers. So, we work with them financially, and we employ these trainers and provide their benefits so that they're covered in that area, but also doing what they love in the schools. And they're working with these kids on, injury prevention, wellness, nutrition, mentoring. They're doing so many different things to help educate not only the kids, the coaches, the parents. Concussion testing, the impact testing is huge. We brought that in years ago where they get a baseline test. The kids get a baseline test every year. Mm-hmm. And then if there is an injury, then they're tested at that time, and then the results are compared. So we don't want a child that's obviously concussed to continue to play. We want them to be educated on what to do, what not to do, and when it's safe to return to play.
Your Page Avenue location, can somebody just walk into orthopedic rehab, or do you have to be referred?
We now have direct access. Direct access was finally passed a couple of years ago. Michigan was the last state in the United States, but we finally got it. Which means if somebody has an injury or back pain or anything else going on, they can come in and have a consultation with our therapist. If further treatment is necessary, we always refer them back to their physician. Because of insurance reasons, they want assigned prescription from doctors. It's a liability thing, you know. We would be more than happy to you know, work with people financially and whatnot if they can't afford to have rehab, but it is very important for them to follow protocol on that.
And, of course, you guys have aquatic rehab.
Yep. We have our specialty center, Total Joint and Aquatics. It is a block down from our Page Avenue Clinic. We specialize in hips and knees and shoulders at that particular location, but we also have a 7-foot by 14-foot HydroWorks pool that has an underwater treadmill that people can come in and use if they're having challenges with land therapy, or use it in combination with land and aquatics.
So over at the Fieldhouse, you have a Total Performance Training Center. What is that?
You know, back in the day, we started an LLC called Optimal Performance Specialists, and we wanted to be able to take that to the next level, offering strength, speed, and agility testing and training for ages 8 to collegiate level. There's nothing really quite like it in Jackson that specializes with our youth. So if you have a child that, you know, wants to be able to improve their speed or their agility and strength, this is a place where they'll come and work with specific strength and conditioning specialists. So they'll do the Vertimax training. We have a high-speed treadmill that they can get on with resistance. There are different techniques that they'll be able to do with these individuals to take them to their next level. Specifically, if you have someone who's interested in soccer, football, depending on the area that they're in, males, females, doesn't matter. We welcome everyone. And, you know, we offer the after-school training and early evening to make things easier on the kids and the parents.
You guys have expanded up into Holt.
Yep. Actually, Jonesville was our most recent one. Holt was 2007. Jonesville was 2009. We're actually looking at some other areas as well. So, you know, growth is important to sustain your small business. So we're hoping to be able to provide our services and quality of care to various locations throughout mid-Michigan.
So this weekend you'll be?
This weekend I'll be at the Fieldhouse.
You'll be babysitting a lot of kids.
I will. I'll get them going.
And when's the walk again, Karen?
The walk is April 22nd, and it'll start at Cascades at Sparks Park, right in front of the kids' little play area there. Registration actually will happen over at the fishery, which is over on the side of the falls there, kind of toward the back where United Way and all the boat races and stuff go on. So adequate parking, easy in and out. Registration's online on our website, www.orsmi.com, or you can go to Run Sign Up and find us there under the ORS Earth Day 5K 10K.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Appreciate it. Karen Clow from Orthopedic Rehab Specialist.
And next up, we have the new Michigan International Speedway CEO, and you know, welcome to Michigan. Welcome to Michigan, Rick.
Thank you.
Rick Brenner. So we're excited to have you here, and we know what the Speedway does for our community, and it's an incredible economic boost. In fact, I've heard in the past it's been like having a Super Bowl every time you have a race there.
Yeah, that is the sorry about that. I don't know if that's me or about $414 million annually in the economic impact. The other part is the part given back to the community between AmeriCrown, MIS Cares, and the Speedway hovers in that $900,000, whether it's scholarships or just the service groups that come out, the donations made to service groups that come out and volunteer on the weekends. So. Or just other charitable gifts or in-kind donations. So
yeah, you're an incredible partner in our community. I really appreciate your people being here. So you're new here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, let's see. I spent 23 seasons in minor league baseball, Trenton, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Bowling Green, Kentucky, and other areas. Most recently as the president of DSF Sports. We owned multiple teams and a food service company in multiple states. And spent a lot of time not really very worried about baseball, more focused on fans and the guest experience and making sure the asset of the facility was being leveraged for the betterment of the community. And saw that as a really nice fit to come here and apply those same kind of skills and passions for community and fans and fan engagement, and just really looking forward to being a part of it with everybody.
Well, you know, it's, like I say, it's so big to us. It's so everything's about ticket sales, I would imagine, out there. Getting people through the door.
Getting people to come. Getting people to come and making it really easy for them to do business with us and have a good time. We've got a free food package going on right now. If people buy two tickets, they can get free food with their tickets. And so just different little things like that. We've got some local partners we've partnered up with. You'll see some more of those kinds of things coming out where a little bit of added value when you purchase your ticket for people that are interested in coming out.
Is there challenges? Has NASCAR still got the following it used to have? Because we all remember back when we had 150,000 people showing up out to the MIS. And is NASCAR still got the same following, do you think? Or is TV hurt it or helped it? Or?
Well, I mean, the Daytona 500 was this past weekend. TV ratings were up about 7% for the race. It was a great race. It was action-packed. The new race enhancements that were put in place to enhance the already very good competition. You've got the best drivers in the world and the best facilities in the world. And a really strong, avid fan base. Is it what it was in the mid-2000s or 2004, 2005? No, it's not. But I've never seen a tree grow straight to the moon either. So, you know, everything has its ups and its downs. And I think we're in great shape. We're poised for that next spurt of growth.
Well, you've got, you know, you've made it more than just a race, too, because I've been out there sometimes. And I think it's fun with all the, whether it's even some of the rides to whatever else. You've got a lot of other things that you can go out there and experience along with the race.
Yeah, and we're looking to, that's a big part of our plans right now. We've got some internal committees working on enhanced entertainment throughout the campgrounds, individualized to each of the campgrounds, some different rules and things for people to follow in the campgrounds. So there's something there for everybody, as well as kind of looking at our fan plaza and kind of reinventing some of the things that we do there as well. And that'll be an ongoing process. Coming from the world of minor league baseball, that's every year. And it's every year in the entertainment business. It's just continually finding that one little thing or something a little bit different to make it fresh and keep it interesting for people.
Yeah, are there other things that you think that you are bringing this year or planning on bringing that is going to tweak it a little bit, be different, and attract more people? And
well, I always hope so, right? That's the plan. That's right. The plan. But, you know, they did a really great job there, have done a really great job there for many, many years. So it's really just building upon an already great foundation with really solid people that are in place.
How about the concerts? I know you've had concerts out there, and I think those have been pretty successful. And that at race day, I mean, I'm not talking non-race, that you have the faster horses type thing, but which has been incredibly successful, I understand, mm-hmm. The faster horses. But you haven't, aren't you having some more free concerts out there?
Yeah, we actually are going backwards a little bit in terms of the model, away from a second admission. So buy your race ticket, buy a concert ticket, just back to having the concert be free on a Saturday night for people that want to come out and be a part of it and experience it. If you have a ticket to the Sunday race, it's a free concert for you on Saturday night, and it's a nice added value to the weekend. And you're going to see, I think, a lot of that going forward where we're just trying to continually to build that value, reaching out. We have had a few conversations with some folks in the community about different ways to activate the fans while they're here outside the track into the community, and we're looking to just – understand that people come there, they spend a whole week with us. It's an incredible value for camping, right. And just want to create an environment where they can enjoy themselves in whatever way they choose, as well as get to know and see and get out to the businesses within our community on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday days, and kind of highlight that for people. So it becomes a full week of things to do, whether it's at the property or off the property, centered around you know, one of the best races in the country.
Are we the fastest track?
We are the fastest track.
Well,
2 miles, fastest track.
I mean, we all like speed, obviously, out there, and so.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's because of the angle and the corners.
I think
it's
the length of the track and the angles, and yeah, up a little over 200 miles an hour, and pretty consistent too. So it's an awesome experience. June 16th to the 18th this year, we've got the ARCA race on Friday night, and then of course the Monster Energy Cup Series, the Firekeepers Casino's 400 on that Sunday, and in August, the 11th and 13th. The 13th is centered around, we've got on the 13th is the Pure Michigan 400, and the Monster Energy Cup Series, and then the LTI Printing 200, which is a new Michigan partner that we're proud to be partnered with this year, Michigan company, jumping on board for the truck race on that Saturday.
Well, you know, it's like you say, that weekend's it's a fun weekend, and I think in the Jackson community, and I know it used to be a problem out there too. Going to the race would be people always say, "I'm not going to that race because I can't get in and out of there." That is not a problem anymore. I mean, nobody is going to go to that race and get out of the race and not. Sure, you get in traffic a little bit, but you're talking about minutes versus hours when it used to be.
Absolutely. The previous leadership team did a fabulous job building great partnerships and figuring that out. And so that'll stay in place, and really looking forward to just kind of not having that to worry about for this year. But it's down to minutes, half hour at best, for very normal traffic for any event. It is not at all what it used to be, from what I understand.
Well, what non-racing activities do you have going on out there this year? Is there anything that you're bringing in to have the use of the track or the facility in some way that will attract people?
Well, the biggest one, obviously, is Faster Horses. That went on sale yesterday. Dirk Bentley, Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, among, you know, probably 30 others to headline the event. That's selling very well. People are very interested.
How many
in
people come to that now?
I haven't been yet, right?
Right.
So my first one will be this year.
Right.
But I think, it's in that 40 to 50,000 range
40
per
50,
day.
000.
Yeah, it's a pretty big event. So very excited to be a part of that. The state cross-country championships will be back. There's lots of testing. There's lots of race experience opportunities for people to attend. And we have a couple new things that we're working on that we're not ready to let out of the bag yet. But we're close on a couple new events that will be great, just great for the community.
Well, you know, it's a great facility up there, and you guys keep it up so well, and it's so many other things you're using it for other than the 2 weekends a year. Of course, this year, of course, you went back to Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, this year we're back to Father's Day weekend and that second weekend in August, which the two more traditional dates that we've all been used to here, and looking forward to having that Father's Day experience for people.
Well, you know, again, welcome to Michigan. You guys are really important to us, and the Jackson community in particular, and we really thank the track for what they do for us, and anything we can do to support you, I know we're going to be there for you, and welcome to you, and hope your experience here is as great as what we think it is.
So, well, thank you. We're thank here you. For you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rick Brenner, MIS.
Matt Swartzlander.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Rick, for hosting this morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson with a full house of chamber members, and thank you to Brandon and Annette for our breakfast this morning. I'd like to thank our sponsors as well, Home Builders Association of Jackson, Jackson YMCA, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, Heritage Place at Lakeside, and Michigan International Speedway. And we'd like to extend a big thank you as well to our ambassadors for this morning, Tammy Ferguson of Comerica Bank and John Curtis of Manchester Chiropractic. And we have a few new members joining the chamber over the last month, Little Rainbows, Aflac Regional Office, Platinum Choice Bank Card, Fit with Eve, Fetch Data, Poison Frog Brewery, and Fritz Advertising. How about a round of applause for them? We have a few events coming up over the next month. March 17th is our next Legislative Rise and Shine with Rep. Julie Alexander. March 23rd is our Entrepreneurial Operating System for Small Business with Mike Kotsis. Next, Good Morning Greater Jackson is March 28th, and we do have two openings for that program, so if you're interested, talk to Pat. And March 29th is Speed Networking, and this is a date change, so make sure that you look at your calendar. March 29th is Speed Networking, sponsored by the Kraft Agency. So, and joining us this morning is Best One Tire, CP Federal Credit Union, the City of Jackson, prosecuting attorney Jerry Jarzinka, Commonwealth Associates, Dancy's Fancy Butter. Where's he at? Edward Jones Investments, Family Heritage, Jackson County Fair, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Legal Shield, Mark Schisler with Capital Bank Card, Michigan International Speedway, Northwest Community Schools, Paget Business Services, Teach Out Security Solutions, Thai Massage, Tomco Asphalt, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Fetch Data, Goldsmith, Jackson Radio Works, Comerica Bank, and Island Breeze Travel, which sounds great this morning. So thank you again for coming out. Have a great day.